Ladies and gentlemen, the golden age of rock and roll.
You are listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, and welcome to Concert Blast. This is Mike Arnold, your host, along with
Tom Thompson
and Brian Hasbrook.
And we are here today to talk to you about concerts and nothing but concerts. Of course, we're three guys who grew up together, and we're going to be talking about all the concerts that we went to, hundreds and hundreds of concerts that we wasted, spent our money on. And we're getting it back now, though, right, guys?
With
all of our memories
right,
that we went through.
That's right.
All the things that we went through. And today's discussion is going to be, the topic is going to be, what is your favorite concert and why? We got several emails. Thank you for the emails and the phone calls that we received. And we got some things to read from our listeners. Thank you for everybody who's subscribing to our podcast. It's a wonderful thing to see all the hits on our website and to see all the podcast directories accept us. We thank you so much for that. And we're going to try to do our best to bring you more and more good entertainment, but you have to get involved. So when we post a question on our website, please get involved. Send us an email at shows@concertblast.com. Before we get started, we'll take a little time to thank our sponsors. Today, our sponsor is going to be,
we don't have any sponsors yet.
We still don't have sponsors, Brian.
Well, you ain't been working like you should.
That's I guess so. How about you, Tom?
You must be slacking, man.
I guess so.
Okay,
me too.
Both agree Mike's a slacker.
What can I say? But we're open. You know, anybody that wants to sponsor us, and we'll be glad to plug them in there, we would definitely appreciate it.
Yes, we will take your money at any time. So.
Let's talk about the show's coming to town. How about that?
That'll work.
Here's the show's coming to town. First of all, our June 9th show, the Cheap Trick Show. Guess where it's going to be, guys? At the Cannery Row. They call it the Mercy Lounge. I guess it's going to be the parking lot out in front of it, outside.
That'd be cool.
It's free.
That's
yes.
Wow.
Rusty Wallace is going to be there.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, he's going to be there. And
I thought Rusty was going to be singing.
Actually, he's going to be giving away a car, from what I understand.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
Who else is going to be there?
It says the summer concert season kicks off with a roar this year with a free concert at Cannery Row featuring NASCAR legend Rusty Wallace and legendary rock and roll band Cheap Trick, which is one of our favorites of all times, isn't it?
All original band members, too.
Yes, they are. Yeah, the original. Okay, what's coming around in Nashville, Tennessee? We are speaking to you live from Nashville, Tennessee. Actually, today we're speaking to you from Vasoli's Italian restaurant. And, man, they got some good food. How about a breadstick?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at them. They're coming. Here you go, Brian. Get your breadstick.
Here, you want to say something on the air?
Say something. Say hi to us.
Say something. Say
hello. What's your name? Heather don't want to talk to us.
Heather's a little shy.
Okay. So, here's what we got coming.
Leonard Skinner. We got this thing on time delay, don't we?
It's a three-day delay. We got
Michaels on that show also.
Yeah. Leonard Skinner with Brett Michaels. Now, Brett Michaels used to play with?
Poison.
Which is one of his favorite
bands.
That's exactly right. Nothing but a good time.
Well, that's tomorrow night.
That is tomorrow night. I'll be there backstage, and hopefully I'll be able to get a few interviews from that show, and we'll keep you posted.
So maybe the next show, we can record what went on.
Absolutely. I hope
so. Brett said to you.
What Brett said to you.
Yeah, Brett said to me.
But don't invite me. I don't want to go.
Okay. We'll remember that.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers are coming to town on 7/13, which is July 13th. We got Duran Duran. I saw them last time they were in town. They were awesome.
Wow.
They were awesome. Especially when they did Girls on Film. Had their strobe. That was good. And then your favorite, Brian, one of your favorites. Look right under Duran Duran. What do we have here?
Oh, gosh. She's a cutie pie. Avril Lavigne with Butch Walker.
Whoever that is. And then one of my least favorite, this is one of the bands that I don't understand that draw a crowd at concerts?
Dave Matthews Band.
They've got a huge following. Either you like them or you hate them outright.
Well, I think they're very talented. But I saw them on AOL Live last week, and I didn't get it. I mean, I couldn't stay tuned in for a live show.
You fall asleep there a little bit.
I can't do it. But anyway, they have a large following. My daughter loves them, so I asked her, what's the big deal about them? She says, oh, everybody loves them.
There's one.
For some reason.
Yeah. So then there's the big show coming, which is, I think, the biggest show of the season, is July 27th. Is going to be John Mellencamp and John Fogerty.
And you ain't going to be there.
I've seen John Fogerty. Don't miss him. He's great.
Mellencamp I've seen ever since the beginning, when he opened for Hart, when he headlined last time.
Man. Yeah. Where's my tickets, Tom?
I don't know yet, man.
Oh, here comes Heather again. Hello, Heather.
Hi.
Hey, we got you that time. Okay. Heather's our breadstick lady here. For some
reason. Boy, she can serve the breadsticks good, too.
Okay. James Taylor's coming.
Can you put that all on your name tag?
What's that?
Breadstick lady.
Okay. James Taylor's coming, 7/31, which is July 31st. And then here's Tom's favorite. He's going to be there for this one. August 31st, my anniversary. Ozfest 2005.
That's right. The metal rockers, look out.
Coldplay's coming September 18th.
I kind of like them.
Yeah.
You ever listen to
them?
Okay.
I listen to a few things. But
sorry.
Last time they came, they sold out really, really quick at the Ryman. Then you got Alanis Morissette coming June 21st.
Oh.
Doing good. An acoustic show.
Yeah, because she's not mad anymore. So.
Yeah. She's going to do an acoustic show at the Ryman, but the tickets are only $62.50.
Is that all?
$52.50 for the balcony.
Wow.
Robert Plant's coming, and the big words on here says...
Sold out.
Mark Knopfler, formerly of...
Dire Straits.
There you go. He's going to be all proceedings going to benefit the Chet Atkins Musical Education Fund.
Oh, wow.
Wednesday, July 13th.
What's he asking for?
$65.45 and $32.50. Buy tickets now.
Yeah.
Not me, but somebody.
We got John Hyatt with North Mississippi All-Stars, Saturday, July 30th, 8 p.m.
Now, he's excellent. I mean, he's kind of bluesy and straightforward rock. I mean, I don't know if y'all listen to him very much, but I have. Now, I don't know these next guys, and y'all can help me out. Kings of Leon and the Street Machines?
Kings of Leon's actually from this area.
Oh, wow.
They're from here. And they're opening for U2 on their tour.
Wow.
Right now.
Wow.
Great for them. They'll be here.
Sounds like a good one.
Saturday, August 20th at 8 p.m. I don't know where. Doesn't say where. And then.
Oh, right, that's around, a Ryman. Oh, that's a Ryman.
Oh, it's
a
Ryman?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, I'll let Tom say the last one here.
Brian Setzer Orchestra Christmas Extravaganza.
Can you believe you're selling Christmas
show
tickets?
December 7th. I know. Wow. They want that money up front, don't they?
You can buy the tickets
now. They only want $38.50 and $28.50. Buy tickets now.
7 months ahead of time.
That's right. Wow.
What is the deal on that? I just don't understand stuff like that.
Me neither. They want that money up front.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, whatever works.
Okay.
All right.
To get into our main topics, what is your favorite concert and why? We'll start off with an email we got from somebody. Here's one from Tim. He says, I didn't go to too many concerts, but here's a list. Paul McCartney on his last tour. I think it's the Driving Rain tour.
Yeah.
Chicago. And he says, it was the last time he toured. He said he was in the top row of the arena in Chicago. It cost him $80, but it was worth every penny.
Wow.
Yeah, he says the opening was just awesome, how he opened up on stage. He said the songs, of course, you know, he got all the hits. The crowd was, you know, into it, singing along. He said Paul was very humble, but he forgot the words to Yesterday and just shrugged his shoulders like, big deal.
Yeah, you know how a song you can have for 30 years, you can forget that.
When you get older, you know what happens.
You get paid for it, though.
That's right, you still get paid.
He got paid well for it, too.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Remember, we saw him in 1976, Brian, when Wings Over America came out off that tour.
Oh, yes, we saw him down in Atlanta at a building that they've torn down. Not because we did anything wrong.
That was the Omni.
The Omni.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was a good place to go to a concert, too, wasn't it?
Excellent sound for a huge 18,000-seat-plus hall.
And then this guy here says the his favorite parts was Live and Let Die. And what happened there, remember the bombs and the strobe lights, everybody running around on stage. He said that was
crazy.
He said he did a tribute to George Harrison. He said George Harrison came to they just had dinner or something, and he picked up a mandolin and started playing something to them on a mandolin at a different speed than the normal. But he said that he didn't care too much for it. But I've got the concert that they recorded on this tour on CD, and I listened to it, and yes, I saw what he's talking about. And then he said Kiss Destroyer tour was probably the best that he saw.
I can vouch for that.
But this guy's got a diverse range of musical.
Yeah.
Because he likes Chicago and the Beach Boys next. He said it was just a lot of fun, and the clarity of the Chicago's band and the sound. And then next was one of my favorites too, Styx. He says the talent and just the show. And y'all gonna like this one too. The very last one that he has on here is Barry Manilow.
Okay.
I said, Barry Manilow, where'd you get that from? He said, let me tell you. He said, the first time was a date to impress a girl many years ago.
Uh-huh.
And he said he liked the show so much that when he came back again, he saw him again.
With the same girl?
Oh, I doubt it.
Oh, he didn't say, huh?
He didn't say. Anyway. Anyway, so we're going to be talking about our favorite concerts. So let's talk about what makes a concert. What makes a concert to you guys? What makes it good?
Tell you what, I think one of the most important thing is get the crowd into the show. I mean, you're there to perform and get everybody going and rocking and rolling. And telling you what, they get the crowd going, everybody gets excited. It just lifts up the enthusiasm with everybody, and, you know, everybody has a good time.
Yeah.
What do you think, Brian?
Me personally, I like one song blasting right after another, a minimal of talk. I mean, when they start rambling on and on,
we're dragging the song on and on.
It's like yada da 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 da. Let's get back to the show kind of thing.
What about you play a song and you go, this next song was it was inspired by.
I don't care about your life's history, man.
No. I say that on an album or a CD, but not live.
I say take long enough to get a sip of water and get back out in front of the mic. Yeah.
While the music's still playing.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
Don't give me a 2.5 hour set with an hour and 15 minutes of music.
Yeah, I hear you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. But what about. Here's the list I have. Where did my list go? What makes a good. Well, I guess I didn't. Oh, yeah. Okay. I said the opening, how you come on stage, the lights has a lot to do with it. I tell you what, a crowd can make a concert good or bad, too.
Absolutely.
For instance, we saw Yes years ago. We were right down front. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't care a lot about their music, but I liked their music okay. I mean, some of their songs I liked a lot, but most of them I didn't care for that much. But I always read about how good they were and all that. But the crowd was in it so much that I said...
They enjoyed it a lot more.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can enjoy that a whole lot more.
Yeah, it was a good show.
None of us were that tight on that band. They were excellent musicians, and it was a good show. I remember asking the guy next to me, he says, oh, man, they're coming on. I said, would you see them before? He said, no, they always start out this way.
With the lights going down, right?
I'm thinking,
yeah, really.
But he's never seen them before.
But he's never seen them. He's heard about them.
Yeah, all right. Okay, then there's the closure. You got to have a good closure to close your show with. You know.
It's always good.
You got to build up to, you know, the whole show. And, I mean, that's people need to know that, yep, you've entertained them, and they've done one or two encores, and, you know, you left them with a good show.
Yeah, because I can tell you, even after a great show, if you've got me screaming for you for 8 to 10 minutes and you don't come back, I'm ticked off.
I know who you're talking about.
We all know.
I know who you're talking about.
Yes.
Who are you talking about?
Yes. No. The Who.
Who?
The Who, a long time ago, we saw them at MTSU. Put on a fantastic show, about the first people to use a set including lasers, and they went off stage And we were screaming our lungs off, and we had sore throats for 2 days after, and they never came back on.
And they kept the lights off. That's what was really bad. They were coming on.
And they teased you with flashing lights on behind the stage and all that stuff, and it really, like, I was not happy.
So you got to have good encores.
Absolutely. Definitely. You got to have at least one. Just give the crowd what they want. Give them at least one. I mean, if you get two, that's fantastic. Yep. Three is you're really stretching it there.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You remember when ZZ Top were in their prime? Their encores was longer than their show just about.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they'd have three encores and three songs on each encore.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's what you call getting your money's worth out of that. A front man. You got to have a good front man. You got to have a leader out there.
You got to have somebody jumping, screaming around.
You can't have three leaders. We saw a band, Tom, with three leaders. Do you remember who that was? One of them was Ted Nugent. One of them was Tommy Shaw.
Man.
One of them was Jack Blaze.
Yes. Damn Yankees, that's right.
Yeah.
That, you're exactly right. I mean, that still was a great band.
Yeah, that was an awesome band. But when it came to a live show, here's what happened. It was like they were all three trying to take over the stage. And Nugent was actually more restrained than the rest of them.
Yep.
But the other two. Remember when Tommy Shaw and Jack Blades got in that argument? And he goes, hey, you don't have to talk to me like that, Jack. He says, I was in Styx. and Jack Blades goes, yes, I remember Styx. Babe, I'm leaving.
Yeah, everybody just busted out laughing. That was funny.
Yeah.
And then,
his reply? He goes, yeah, I remember that band you were in. Sister Christian, la 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 la.
That's right.
Then Nugent comes up and goes, woo!
That's right. Ted had to do his thing.
And they just both bowed down to Ted Nugent.
Yeah.
It was like, oh,
that
there's nothing we can do. You know?
That was good.
We can't compete with Ted Nugent.
That's right.
I love that sound that he had on the guitar.
Sir.
Oh, well. Anyway, I tell you what, let's read another email.
Okay.
This one came from Jim. And he says he actually has six concerts here. He says he's from Savannah, Georgia. And he says, Alice Cooper, the Greatest Hits Tour. And I'd have to say that's one of mine, too. The Greatest Hits Tour.
Welcome to my nightmare. Wasn't too bad either, though.
Yeah, but remember that, though? He had the scream where he went in and out, interactive in the screen, in the graveyard scene.
Cut his head off.
Then he hung himself.
Good family entertainment.
Then he also...
the big monsters coming around.
He chopped his head off. Blood went everywhere all over.
The girls running around singing and this and that.
I mean, it
was always something going on. I mean, you're always looking around the stage to see what's going to happen next. But, absolutely. That's definitely one of mine also.
And then his next one was Queen, the jazz tour.
I'm with you there.
Remember they started off with We Will Rock You in a very fast motion? Okay.
And then they came back and played it slower, too.
All right. Now, when we finish this list, let's go to the Queen update as far as their tour goes. Brian, read that to us.
Okay.
We got this from Rock Bites on the Internet. Also, he said the first time Kiss headlined an auditorium. He had Bob Seger opening for him, and he says that when they started off with Deuce. Well, they started off with Deuce for years.
When we saw them as a nightclub band.
Yeah, that's right. And we saw Kiss in the nightclub.
Held about 500 people.
Yeah, how many there? Was that many people there?
Oh, about 250.
And how much did it cost us, Brian?
99 cents, and I gave him a dollar. I'm still holding on for my penny.
Was it worth it?
Yeah, I let him keep the penny.
We were standing in line, and it had a glass front, and they were still doing their sound check, and they didn't have their makeup on. We didn't know it was going to be a big secret that their appearance is going to be a big secret. We could have taken pictures of them and everything.
Oh, yeah, we could see him playing his day through the window. We were saying how good they sounded. They sounded great. And then they came out there, the stage was no higher than 3.5 feet tall.
Well, you didn't know that was them anyway, did you?
I figured it was them, but, I mean, it was dimly lit. You couldn't really make out a whole lot, but... you knew it was them.
Yeah.
Of course, I made the mistake of bringing a girl.
Oh, let's talk about that then.
Don't talk about them girls.
A girl to a concert?
No, this was funny because...
Only if I'm
married to a Kiss concert?
Well, this is the nightclub. Their album just came out about a week. It's been out about a week.
Came out about a week to 10 days prior to that. It was October of 74.
But we saw them on Don Kirshner's rock concert. It used to be on every Friday night. And we saw that, and we said, we got to go. We got to go.
We got to see them.
And KISS had their big sign, you know, the big lights, KISS sign. But it was on the side of the stage, remember?
Because it was too big to go above the stage.
Yeah, you couldn't get it near the, on the stage.
That's
hardly.
Cool.
And it was flashing and everything. They had the bombs. And when Gene Simmons said, actually, they all had their makeup, and it was really cheap. You remember the cheap makeup and the cheap costumes? They were sweating their makeup off. It was sweating
so hot. It was running off, and they looked like they were wearing old seat covers for costumes. It was not the leather and studs guys that you're used to seeing.
And then,
but they were making like a buck off of each of us in there.
Oh yeah!
So they probably had like a biscuit and a cup of coffee for dinner that night.
Oh gosh!
Wow! But it was excellent. And like I said, Mike and I were privileged to be there. I mean, start off with Deuce. Once, by the time they got the firehouse, there was so much smoke all we could see was the flames shooting up. We thought the place was catching on fire.
I bet.
Oh yeah.
And it took a while. They brought fans out to blow it away from the stage so you could see them.
Yeah. That's how bad it was. Low ceilings. I mean, like a normal restaurant or something.
Yeah. A little bit tall. About this tall.
Yeah.
About 15 feet tall tops.
And then there was the when Gene Simmons spit up his blood, Brian was holding his date. Go ahead, Brian.
Go ahead, tell us about it.
And she darn near fainted, and I almost let her hit the ground because I was trying to watch the show.
But that would have been a good picture.
She did the, oh, my God. And, you know.
But we had to leave early, if you remember right.
I know, and I'm still apologizing to this day. But well, you got me back later.
I got
that
you
same
back.
Year,
yeah.
I think. As a matter of fact, it was about 2 months later, I think we went to see Elton John.
Oh, man. Let's talk about that one. We had the girls, taking the girls to the show.
Yeah.
Okay. Trust me, I'll remember that one.
That's right.
You still won't let me
forget.
Down. Oh, no.
Okay, now, he
that
said
girl in Lebanon owes me money.
Number four on Jim's list from Savannah, Georgia, it says, Journey and the Babies when they toured together. And Tom, you said there was somebody else on that bill, too, and we can't think who it was.
I'm still trying to think who that was.
Well, I was thinking it was just them two, but maybe there was somebody else. But the Babies, what did you think about them?
Oh,
you know?
Man. I tell you, they had the crowd in the palm of their hand. I mean, they literally just, I mean, John Waite, I tell you what, man, he definitely a great front man, and the Babies did it.
Yeah.
People loved them.
Journey was always a solid band, but they never really did a whole lot for me. I usually go to see who opened up for them. Because they always had good opening acts. They'd have the Babies, and they'd have Thin Lizzy. They'd have
Van Halen.
Yeah,
first time we saw them.
That's right. That's right.
They had Eddie Money and Thin Lizzy one time. So excellent, excellent.
Always
show.
Good tour bands.
And then he said, "Here's number five is Sammy Hagar when he first started headlining. He said that he loved that show, and then the big hit was I Can't Drive 55 was out, and he said that was the tour that really, really he liked so much." I think he played Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin on the encore, if I remember right.
Hmm.
Well, I don't remember that one, but I'm sure you're right. But
no, I'm sure I am.
Well, sure you are.
You're so special.
Then he said there was a multi-band bill. He said he could only remember two of them that was on that bill, which was Angel and Mother's Finest. And Tom and I were talking earlier today about how much we loved Mother's Finest.
I think that was
right.
You guys going to St. Louis. I didn't go to that one.
No, this wasn't St. Louis. This one came here.
That was
here.
A Nashville one. Yes, and I tell you what, man, Mother's Finest, you talking about a up and dance and party. I mean, Mickey was monkeying around, wasn't he? I mean, Mickey's Monkey is a song.
Do the monkey, Mickey's monkey.
Let's get funky. Yeah, bud, that was lots of fun.
All right, thank you, Jim, from Georgia. I appreciate you sending that in, too. We got a couple of more here, so we'll go on to our list. You got a list, guys?
You got a list?
All right. All right, Tom,
I'm
you got a list? Let's hear your
I
list.
I do have a list. I tell you what, man, you just can't leave out Ted Nugent. I tell you what, man, I've probably seen him more than any other person live, and Ted, I tell you what, he knows how to please the crowd. I tell you, when he did that live recording in Nashville, I tell you what, it was just unbelievable amount of fun. I mean, we just had
look
a
what
great
I just
time.
Underlined.
Look at that. Yeah, he's got that too, man. Ted Nugent live record. Yeah, you can hear us on that too. Listen to it carefully at the very first. You also notice, I believe he's got four songs out of Nashville on that live album too.
There's Ted Nugent, but I tell you what was special about him. he could run around the stage and still play the lead and his riffs without missing a note and jump off in midair off his drum riser. And it was like, wow.
Yeah.
How can he do that?
He's a phenomenal guitarist.
I'm surprised he had any ankles left jumping as much as he did.
Well, you remember when we saw him, was it last year, with ZZ Top?
Yeah.
He walked everywhere he went.
Sure did. He wasn't jumping off no more.
He was the only singer, and no.
It's not the same Nugent.
Not even
band,
close. Dude. Not even close.
Right, where are you, Derek, when we need you?
Who do you got? You got a number one?
Do I got a number one?
Was that a number one, or was it just on your list?
Ted Nugent is, actually, I've got Kiss number one. Kiss always performed with a great show. I mean, it was just a great entertaining, and they entertained the crowd, and everybody sang along. They had all kinds of stunts and this and that with the fire and the blood, and, I mean, it just, that was Kiss.
You know, I like the Destroyer tour a lot because that's the first time they came out from the stage. You remember how
Rogers from back behind.
Yeah,
the stage.
And guess what song they started off with?
Well, it was Detroit Rock City.
Sure
was.
Beth?
Yes, sir. It was Beth.
They did play Beth, you know, but that's the only bad part of the show.
But also I like the Farewell tour that lasted for 3 years, I think.
I think so, too. Yeah, something like that.
I think they're still saying Farewell right now.
When they get hungry, they come on out again.
We were privileged that one of the gentlemen at this table got us like 10th row center.
Yes,
I've asked him to adopt me ever since. Because we've never been able to get that close since they were a nightclub band.
Yeah.
So,
exactly right.
I always enjoy that. Go ahead, Tom.
In time, I tell you what, very few people even know this guy. His name is Bon Scott. And what band did he play for? He's lead singer.
He was AC/DC.
Yes, guys. Tennessee Theater. This was, 1976, 77, I believe?
77.
Help me, guys.
Yeah.
I think
77.
So.
77.
77, 78 is when they first came out and were well-known in the States.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
I used to love the Tennessee Theater. Remember, it only held 2,000 people.
Yep.
And here comes AC/DC, and it was about, it wasn't sold out. It's probably 3/4 of the way full.
Yep.
They had a lot of good shows there. Cheap Trick played there. But
AC/DC, I remember one thing fantastic they did. They, all of a sudden, you hear Angus playing, and you couldn't see him nowhere. Then all of a sudden, he comes from the back of the theater.
Flying.
Running
on the shoulders.
On the shoulders of Bon Scott, coming up through the crowd.
Well, him, what's his name? Brian Johnson? Is that his name?
The new guy.
Well, they still do that kind of bit.
25 years new guy.
Do they?
Well, they didn't do it. I don't think they did it this last time they were on tour. But they did. They carried that through for a while, going through the crowd like that. That was a good show. But, one thing I remember, my wife and I still talk about this, is that the crowd was pushing so much, getting in, no one took our tickets. Because they just pushed us right on through, and we ran down to the stage to get our best seat.
That's right. Because I mean, think about back then; everything was general admission.
Yes.
And no, it was festival seating.
Yeah. You know, it's like the first.
Which means the first one who didn't die had a festival occasion.
Exactly.
The first one that didn't die. I tell you what, there were some times I thought I was going to die.
There's some times
we've
I thought
some
I was
tough
gonna,
times.
I thought I was going to talk like Mickey Mouse. I have to go through the railing systems of some of these auditoriums, man.
Yeah.
What else is on your list, Tom?
I tell you what, man. Styx Grand Illusion Tour. That was beyond fabulous.
You talking about at the Busch Stadium in St. Louis?
At the Busch Stadium in St. Louis.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
On that show, also, we had Eddie Money, Angel, and Blue Oyster Cult.
We sure did.
Yeah. That was
great combination there.
I didn't go.
Well worth it.
Tom and I left that morning and stayed with your dad there in St.
Sure
Louis.
Sure did. That was a great show.
That was a good time.
Yeah, Styx, great band.
Yeah. What else you got there, friend?
I've got Queen. How can you not mention Queen? I mean, we saw them twice in Nashville. We also saw them in Louisville. And Freddie Mercury, I'm telling you what, he is a front man. But I tell you what, you're talking about a tight, great quality band. I mean, they are definitely musicians.
I think
one of the top.
Excellent. Very tight.
Close to what Rush would be. Rush is phenomenal, too.
But the aspect there, again, we talked about bands not talking too much other than communicating with the crowd and moving right on into the next thing. And that's what they did.
That's right.
They just kept whipping the crowd up. They talked to them like 10 seconds between songs and went right back into it.
Got people to sing the songs. I mean, they just really entertained us.
Oh, yeah.
Great show. And you know who opened that show in Louisville?
Thin Lizzy did.
Thin Lizzy did.
Yeah. That was the day at the races. tour. And they started off with
Tie Your Mother Down.
Tie Your Mother Down. The encore. You remember the encore? Who had the sash? Who lost the sash? We're in Louisville, Kentucky.
Uh-huh. He left it at the restaurant.
Yeah. Sure did, didn't I?
Yeah, and Freddie Mercury comes out there, and at the end, on his encore, he does the stripper song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whenever you walk in a joint. And then he took his robe off, and he had those American boxers.
Oh, yeah.
And suspenders.
He had a cloth sash with some trim.
Some kind of
frail
fringe.
He had some fringe on the end of his sash, and he threw it out in the crowd, and Tom got it.
And so did two other guys.
Yeah. And did it get all ripped up?
It did get ripped up.
And it did, but you got a big piece of it.
I got a big piece of it.
And you left it in Louisville.
I sure did.
At the Howard Johnson's.
Kicking myself.
Now, let's talk about that show. Well, should we leave that one for the road trip? Because that was in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah, we can go back to that later.
Yeah, we can go back to that. Because we're talking about our favorite shows right now.
The Trash Lady.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that.
That's right.
Y'all think about that.
I got a good one for you.
All right.
Always a surprise, Bryan Adams.
Bryan Adams is a surprise.
He can really, really put on a good show.
I'm just surprised y'all like him. I've never liked that guy.
We were surprised, too.
Actually,
I shouldn't judge him. I've never seen him. So
actually, if I remember right, there wasn't many concerts coming at this time. And then all of a sudden, Bryan Adams comes and says, hey, let's go to see this show. And you and I think Kevin went. And
yep.
And, man, we were very impressed.
Yes, I mean, he really sounded great. I mean, you thought he was losing his voice after the next song, but he just kept it going.
Yeah.
That's because that's the way he sounds. He always got that slightly gravelly voice, kind of comparable to Rod Stewart. Got that
scratchy type.
Got that raspy kind of voice.
Yep.
But, yeah, I've always liked, and he came back again about a year later, and I really enjoyed his show. He had a little small stage in the back on his encore. He came back to the other back of the auditorium and played on that little small stage like he was in a nightclub. He had one light bulb hanging down on top of it. And did Little Red Rooster and some more covers.
There you go.
I Fought the Law and the Law Won. And I mean, I love it when a major band does cover songs because it just shows that they're humble.
That is
fun.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right, Brian. We went through Tom's list. Before we go to anybody else's and we talk about ours, give us a Queen update. Now, last show, you mentioned that Paul Rogers was going to be taking Freddie's place for a tour.
Yeah.
And we just got this off of Rock Bites, and just read that out to us.
Yeah, well, none of us here, and I'm sure most of y'all listening, don't believe anybody can really take Freddie's place, but they have gotten Paul Rogers of Bad Company fame to join them for at least a European tour right now. They're going to do a Queen set, a little bit of an acoustic set, and some of Paul Rogers material. And right now, the only thing it mentions is a European tour. They don't mention any dates here. They do have a set list. Should we tell them anything about the set list?
Yeah, go through the set list because there was a surprise section in there.
Starting off is traditional Queen, We Will Rock You, their fast version, Tie Your Mother Down, I Want It All, I Want to Break Free, No One But You. I don't know that one, guys.
I don't know what that one is either.
Heaven for Everyone, I'm in Love with My Car.
Oh yeah. Roger Taylor sing it.
Roger can sing it.
I mean, who doesn't love something from a car commercial? Brighton Rock, Hammer to Fall, Radio Gaga, Too Much Love Will Kill You, y'all help me.
I don't know that one.
I don't know one either.
Then they go to a small acoustic set, which includes Love of My Life, but not 39.
Not 39's not on there?
Not 39.
In the year of 39.
Well, they're not going to. Y'all might as well sing it to yourself because they're not going to do it for you. And then Paul Rogers, like you think, he'd be singing some Bad Company songs. He's going to be doing Feeling Like Making Love, Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Bad Company, All Right Now. And then they're going to go right back into some Queen stuff. Crazy Little Thing, Bohemian Rhapsody, Show Must Go On, We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions, and God Save the Queen. I don't know how they're going to pull that off without Freddie. I'd like to see that.
I don't know if I want to see it or not, actually.
I like Paul, and I like Bad Company. I absolutely love Queen. But I think everything's going to fall short without Freddie. So
I'll have to agree with you on that one.
Only time will tell.
But good luck to them. I hope they have fun. I hope everybody enjoys them.
All right. What about your? You got a top list then? Did you finish yours?
Top list of.
Oh, he's done. He's done.
He's done.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Go ahead.
Brian. No, Brian hasn't talked about his.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Brian.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I started thinking because we were talking about this last week, and I was just scribbling some down. I'm not like Mike, who's got a huge list. I can
read it's up. Different things on there.
Oh, different stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I've got some things that Mike and Tom may not agree with me.
That's probably true.
But there again, I don't really care.
We don't either.
But
go ahead, tell us about ABBA.
ABBA?
Yeah. We know that's your favorite show.
Dancing Queen.
I could,
don't get off the table, Brian.
I'm sorry. I could never be drunk enough to like their music. Sorry. Some of my favorite live shows, okay? Of course, Tom already mentioned some of them, Queen, Kiss, and things of that nature. But there's one that I kind of dug up, and Mike is aware of it. Tom probably is not. Old Black Oak, Arkansas.
Oh, yeah. They were awesome.
Everybody uses the term back in the day. Well, back in the day, there was no better live act than these guys. You talk about a front man, Jim Dandy Mangrum. He could whip a crowd into a frenzy. And I tell you, Tommy Aldridge, one of the best rock drummers you ever heard in your life.
Ted Nugent used him for a while.
Ted used
He might
Ted
still
Nugent,
be with him.
Pat Travers, White Snake.
Oh, wow. Double bass.
Double bass, and he could play with his feet just as fast as he could play with his hands.
Yep.
One of the few drum solos, besides Don Brewer of Grand Funk, that I could stand. But
that you actually liked.
That I actually loved. Yeah. Between him and Don Brewer, the only two drums I can listen to on a solo.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, the rest of them sound like they're like they're rolling over the top of the drums. I mean, they're just got all the rhythm of me.
There's some more.
Definitely.
Okay. Go ahead.
Don't believe it.
I'll steal your thunder.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, that's okay. Yeah. Now, the next one is one of the tightest acts I ever seen. Most well choreographed band I ever seen is Judas Priest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
That's funny because I got an email from another guy who says that's one of his tops.
And the reason I'm saying that is plain and simple. When they hit the stage, they're good to go. I mean, they come on with the usual smoke and bombs going off, and they use their lighting well. I mean, they're highly choreographed. They talk very little, which is the thing I love, and they get to it and get it done and put the crowd away.
But don't you feel like committing suicide when you leave the show?
Well, I've had the opportunity over about 25 years not to do that.
Not done it yet, have you?
So either I'm too chicken to do it, or they're just not very good at talking me into it.
So. I can't believe someone could say music's
I don't know
making me do it. But
was.
Anyway, I guess some people can be warped in their mind.
I'm telling you, if you're leaning that way, you don't need a song to push you over.
Yeah, exactly. You have something to blame it on.
But I got to say, there are a couple of my favorite bands. Tom's hit on most of the bands that I've ever really, truly loved. I've seen a lot of bands just like you guys have, and these are my favorites.
I know one band that me and Brian saw that Mike didn't see that literally blew us away. You remember that show?
Oh, I knew you was going to mention
an R? E. F.
The first time you saw Ted Nugent at the Municipal Auditorium.
Oh, man.
There was an opening act,
Rex.
And who was it?
What was it?
And what that did he, was. How we did were, he, remember, how, we were sitting down. They had chairs.
Yeah,
because
we never
there.
Heard them. We didn't care.
We didn't know who they were going to be. We were sitting there, and he said, "Come on, Nashville, get up. Show us you can rock and roll." And me and Brian was the first one jumping over everybody.
And
it was great.
And he was doing so well, and then he started acting on a soap opera.
Yeah. that was great show.
Oh, God.
Okay.
But he's done everything for me, and I've done nothing for him. So
have you done it all? Have you?
Yeah.
You just saying Tom's took the rest of your list up?
Well, he stole my thunder.
No, okay.
You know, I'm sure I'll think of something.
Well, we're gonna get to our next show next week. We'll get to our fun list, and I got a whole list that you know, to help us all out with. And man, it will come up with some memories. Okay, I'm gonna bring in some things that y'all didn't mention. Of course, I said Kiss as well. Elton John, the MTSU show, when he was in his prime, I thought was the best. That we had to leave early, I know.
Okay, I ain't going to say it then.
Started off with Elderberry Wine, you know. All right, then there's Paul McCartney Wings of America tour. I love that.
Yep.
I love that. I wanted to be down front for that. And we already talked about the Queen, the jazz tour. Mm-hmm. The one thing I remember about Freddie Mercury, when he sang, he sprayed.
He did
spray.
And
we was like, golly.
Yeah. Give me an umbrella.
Of course.
His lower lip never got wet in a rainstorm, though.
Because his buck teeth are so big.
You think
a guy earning hundreds of thousands of dollars a show could afford a good orthodontist?
I got to admit, that's one thing that impressed me about Queen. You know, that they were all highly educated guys.
Well, every one of them had a bachelor's degree, had a college education, one of them.
Yep. Brian May had one. What, physics?
Something like that. But anyway, we talked about... Y'all didn't mention the boss, Springsteen.
We did mention the boss.
And when y'all could have rubbed it in my face.
About the first front row seat that he sold, because he really didn't like Springsteen that much back then.
I didn't know enough about him. And so I had a date with the lady I married, and I said, you know what, I'll just sell my tickets. I think I sold them to Fulgham. I sold it to him, and I don't think he cared about it.
But remember,
when y'all were down, they came down on the floor out with y'all, and y'all were dancing with Springsteen and Clarence Clemons, and your arms around each other, and kicking your legs, and there was only about 5,000 people at the Municipal Auditorium. Born to Run tour?
Darkness
on the Edge of Town.
That's it.
Yes, you did miss it.
But the next time he came,
we barely got in the auditorium.
We had to get tickets at 5 in the morning and get in line.
Is that the River?
Yeah, it's the River Tour, which was really good. By the first song, Badlands. Second song, you remember that second song? 10th Avenue Freeze Out. And he was in the crowd and they were carrying him around.
Everybody had to go nuts.
10th Avenue Freeze. I mean, I was just like one after another. Hit. But anyway. Okay, now, we talked about Springsteen and how he grew from nothing to something. Then I want to tell you a little about Rod Stewart. About any time I see him, I like it. I think he's just awesome. And I said that on the last show. Aerosmith, the time they opened, that they had Guns N' Roses open for him. That's actually when they first came back with a bunch of hits. And Steven Tyler still ran around the stage. You remember how it opened up? You were with me, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, I was there.
Yeah, and they had the black curtain, and then they had a light, a big headlight going right through the black curtain from behind the stage. They had a fan, and it was like blowing the curtain, and it looked like a train was coming out. And they go,
oh, cool.
And they did the fast part of Train Kept Rolling for starting.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, and the first thing the curtains flung open, he jumped off the drum riser.
Yeah. I mean, he was still doing flips and cartwheels and everything at that time.
I'll tell you what, you got to stay for Steven Tyler, man, he's still a mover.
He's still his age. I saw him 2 years ago, not last year. I saw him 2 years ago.
In Starwood?
Yep,
Starwood. I would think his knees would be shot by now, all the bouncing around he's done over the years.
Yep.
Still does all right.
He still does all right, but of course he wouldn't do any flips or anything like that. But he was still good. He was still something. Then I said Ted Nugent, like you did. Grand Funk Railroad, my very first concert.
Shut up.
You were there, weren't you, Brian? Oh, you didn't make it. It was also my first date. And my father took us.
Wow.
And I was supposed to have a date, but the girl didn't respond quickly enough, and the thing sold out.
Oh, no, those women will do that to you every time.
But anyway. Then when ZZ Top started headlining, and they had an opening act called Lynyrd Skynyrd. And, man, you're talking about, it's like a double bill at that time.
Oh, yeah.
Because Skynyrd wasn't headlining yet. But I tell you what, it was at the fairgrounds, sold out. 16,000 people, the most I've ever had probably at a concert in Nashville, period, at that time. And because the Municipal Auditorium only held 9,000 or 10,000.
Yep.
Yeah. So, man, it was 16,000 people there, and it was just awesome. That was just incredible. Gotta mellow down, gotta mellow down, gotta mellow down, easy, baby. You remember that? They came out with Fandango after that tour. You know, that was like the next album, and man.
Yeah, I remember. That started out with Thunderbird.
Yep. Yeah, man, that was a great show. And I had Alice Cooper, Styx, Paul McCartney, Queen. Oh, and then I'll go on to the Christian side of things, Newsboys and Audio Adrenaline. You know anything about those two bands, Tom?
Newsboys, I do. Yeah. Audio Adrenaline, I don't.
Man, they had, both of them had their greatest hits out at the same time. And you're talking about a great show. Those two bands rock. They really rock. They are awesome. So if you ever get a chance to hear Newsboys or Audio Adrenaline, either one, they're just awesome. Well, I think we're about out of time for this show, and I just want to thank all the people at Fazoli's, including Heather. Hello, Heather.
The bread woman.
Breadstick queen.
Some breads, getting 6 inches.
And thank you for allowing us to show up and just be here and talk and let us have a good time. And just remember, continue to send us your emails at shows@concertblast.com. And also, we have a contest on the website. There's two songs on our intro by two different artists. Name the song, name the artist, send us an email, contest@concertblast.com, and we'll try to get you something. I'll go over Brian's house and
we'll
steal something from his treasure chest.
Or something.
I think I gave all that away. No worry. It's starting to smell.
We'll find something to send you if you can answer these two questions, because they're pretty tough. But anyway, I just want to again thank you for everybody for listening, and continue sending us your emails. Let us know how you like the show. We've already had reviews on several of our podcast directories. We thank you for those. They all been positive. We have 4.5 stars out of 5 so far on podfeed.net, I think it is, and we just continue to listen and continue to review us and continue to help us out with this show. We thank you all for being here. In the meantime, this is Mike saying bye.
Tom saying bye.
And Brian staying. Yeah, I'm saying bye too.
Okay.
All right. We'll see you next time. God bless you all.
Uh-huh.